Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning, visiting with Cody Enan. Good morning to you, Cody.
Good morning.
You are going to be in Atlantic this coming weekend on Sunday with a really special group and a special event. So let's talk about time, place, and your group.
All right. Well, the Popcorn Button Holiday Ball will be happening this Sunday at the Elk Lodge at 7 o'clock, running until 10 o'clock. Admission is free. We will be taking free will donation if you so choose. Those just go to help cover our any costs we incur. And then we also have a scholarship that we offer to pre-college musicians to help cover honor band registration fees or to pay for private lessons, anything along those lines. There will be some snack-type foods there available also for free. And then the bar there at the Elks will be open if you'd like to buy any drink.
Okay. So please be generous with your donation because it covers your expenses. Well, you hope it covers your expenses and the scholarship. That's great, Cody. How long have you been doing the scholarship thing?
A little over a year or two now, I think.
Yeah. Well, you got to start somewhere. That's great.
Yeah.
I know that that will really help some young musician who wants to carry on in the music world. Let's talk about Popcorn Button. I know you've played at the Elks before. You do have done this holiday ball, but where do all the band members come from?
Well, the members kind of change a little bit every time,
uh-huh.
but they all come from, a majority of us are Atlantic High School alum, and then there's just community members as well, and then friends of alum that comprise the band every time.
They see this as an opportunity to get together and do some good music, I think, and they like to join you.
Yeah, it's really just a blast to play. I mean, after high school, a lot of us were in jazz band in high school, and since then we don't get as mm-hmm. many opportunities to play this kind of music, so it's
sure.
fun to get together and just play again.
Yes, great. Great to see your friends and play music. I'm not into the music world much, but I have, you know, a couple friends who are. And I see how they network with other folks and how much fun they have together.
Yes. Yes.
So it's
really great. It's just kind of amazing how easy it is to meet up with people you might have not even met
yeah.
before, and then you can just get together and have a great time.
Yeah. How much do you practice?
We the band gets together an hour before the dance, and we warm up and rehearse, and that's about it.
That's
actually.
It.
Yeah.
Well, that says to me that you have a lot of talent, and because a number of you have played in the band for several years, that pulls it all together. But that's another
yeah.
thing that's amazing to me, that because you have that talent, you just make it work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's pretty great.
Yeah. How many are there and what instruments are included?
We have five musicians on trumpet, 3 to 4 playing trombone, 5 or 6 saxophones, and then a bass guitar player, a trap set player, and occasionally a pianist.
Okay. That's a pretty good sized group.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you do the holiday ball, is that different music than you might do some other time, or do you basically kind of just always do the same kind of music?
It's for the most part, it's the same as our summer dance. We do the one dance in July and then this in the holiday ball in December. For the most part, it's all the same music, except in December we have 2 or 3 charts that are holiday
uh-huh.
oriented.
Yeah.
I think Have a Cool Yule is one of them.
Sounds like fun. Yes. And how do you describe your music?
Big band dance, era style stuff, swing music, jazz music, a few polkas. I think we started playing a salsa, I believe is what it would be. Some of the high schoolers apparently took a dance class, so they knew how to dance
uh-huh.
to that. So
uh-huh.
we threw that one in there.
Well, I think that when you talk about that kind of music, that really does appeal to a wide range of people. And have you seen that some of the younger people are learning, want to learn, do some of the dances that are kind of, you know, waltzes and those kind of old-time dance styles? Is that coming back with younger people?
Yeah, I mean, like here at Iowa State, there are multiple clubs for ballroom dancing and swing dancing and stuff. I know those are real popular. And then at our dances, we have Jake Arbach there, and he is available to teach. He's really good at all that, all those types of dancing. So he's always there to teach anybody who wants to learn or remind anybody who's forgotten.
So that's a bonus. You come and hear this great music, and if you want to brush up or start new, learning some dance, some ballroom dancing, hey, what a great opportunity.
Exactly.
Yes. So really, it should appeal. I think it can appeal and will appeal to people of all ages. If you don't want to dance, you can come and listen.
Exactly. Yes. We welcome the listeners as well as the dancers.
All right. But there will be dance space, obviously.
Yes.
Well, now, Cody, let me talk a little bit about your background. When did you start playing an instrument? When did you get started in doing music?
I started playing the trombone in sixth grade, and then I've been playing it since then. Played in the school band up through high school, and now I'm in the Iowa State marching band. And occasionally one or two of the Iowa State concert bands.
Okay. That's quite an accomplishment, Cody. I mean, it's not just everybody who can walk on, and not everybody gets to be in the Iowa State marching band.
Yeah. There's a fairly high number of Iowa State alum that either are in it now or have been in it in recent years.
Uh-huh. So now, when you're in the Iowa State marching band, have you gotten to go to some of those games away from home or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The band goes to every home game, obviously, and mm-hmm. then on the years when the Iowa-Iowa State game is in Iowa City, we travel there. And then in the years when the Iowa State-Iowa game is in Ames, we'll travel to one other game, just mm-hmm. kind of depending on the schedule. Last year we went to the Kansas State game, and we were there for that.
Nice.
And then a couple years ago, we went on the two bowl trips. The one to New York and the one to Memphis. So those are both a blast.
You've had some great opportunities, Cody.
Yes, it's really great being in the band up here.
All right. Now, what year are you in school?
I am a senior.
Uh-huh. And then what's next on your schedule, do you think?
I don't know. I've still got a few semesters left here. The victory lap, as we call it. But then after that, hopefully I can find a job someplace.
Yes.
Aerospace engineering major, so I'd like to get in with some sort of aviation company.
That says to me that you're going to not be in a rural area.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to stick around, but I don't think there aren't many job opportunities in the rural.
Well, you'll just have to come back to visit for sure. And being in a more metropolitan area, probably if you want to continue to do something with your music, you'll probably be able to do that.
Yeah, definitely. With this experience under my belt, I feel like I could.
You bet.
It might be a little more difficult not knowing everyone or being able to just go to the high school and borrow instruments and stands and stuff, but I'm sure I could make it work.
Yeah. With your interest and experience, I would say, and if music is an important part of your life, I'm thinking you will probably make that work, Cody. So let's remind folks, we want everybody to know what's happening this Sunday, the 21st. So give us the details again, Cody.
The Popcorn Button Holiday Ball will be at the Elks Lodge in Atlantic. Starts at 7 and runs till 10 o'clock. We'll have free food, snacky-type foods, and then you can buy drinks at the bar there at the Elks. Free will donation if you'd like to donate, but that goes to cover our costs and fund our scholarship.
All right. Just get on over to the Elks and have a great time listening to the music, dancing, taking dance lessons, and just enjoy the company. We want to thank you very much, Cody Enan, for visiting with us, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you very much for having me, and Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you. Until next time, here's a thought. Every gift which is given, even though it be small, is in reality great if it is given with affection.